from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so D'Amico's met with the media a bunch of times since the Hall of Fame game. I'll say since the Pittsburgh game, because that was the first look we got at Dameon Pierce, Seth, in a non-practice environment.
Yeah.
The practices have been fine, as Titus Howard pointed out yesterday. Like, Dameon in practice, when we watched him before they had any game action this preseason, it's like, all right, this decisiveness that we were hoping for, mm-hmm. and pep in his step and all that stuff looks to be translating when there's no tackling or blocking going on. That's good.
Yeah. If my internet works, we'll play the Titus here in a little bit.
But, okay.
Yeah. When Titus said, hey, people don't see out of practice how good he looks out of practice. I'm paraphrasing. And I thought to myself, well, yeah, we've seen that. We've seen it when it's non-tackle football. The problem with using practice to judge Dameon Pierce is that you can see, oh, yeah, his feet are quick. He's doing all this and that. But his superpower is breaking tackles. And when he gets into the game, whether the blocking is good or bad, he hasn't broken... Has he broken a tackle in any
I don't
runs?
Know. Like, his carries... I saw someone do a breakdown of his 8 carries so far in the 2 games and what he got. And it's like, -1, -1, 0, 0, 2, 1, 3.
And you know, I went down... Like, I've got on one of my YouTube videos, I broke down his runs from this last game. There was some bad blocking, but there was also Dameon just not hitting the hole hard... not attacking anything with ferocity. Sometimes you do have to beat an unblocked defender, and he just hasn't done that yet. And that is his power, at least in 2022 it was, and we haven't seen that since.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go get 4 yards when it's only being blocked for 1.
If it's poorly blocked, well, that's why good running backs behind a bad offensive line will still get 3 yards per carry.
Yeah.
So it's the 1 yard per carry. That goes back to, this goes back to last year.
Yes.
It'd be one thing if he was awesome last year and now he was having this training camp. You could write that off. That's like a really good pitcher in spring training having a bad outing. You're like, whatever, it's spring training.
Yeah.
Like, this is different because of the entirety of last season.
And the new system and new coaching staff and everything else. It's not translating in the games. So you asked D'Amico a very simple question.
Yeah.
What is Dameon Pierce's biggest obstacle right now is what you asked, right?
Yeah.
And here was the answer.
Yeah, Dameon, we got to get him some ops in the game. You know, just get him some more ops running the football. But Damian's done a great job out here at practice. I don't think everybody's seen that in the game because, when he had his opportunities, we got guys unblocked in the hole, so he doesn't have a chance to really get started. So, we just have to give him more opportunities, but we have to block it better up front so he does have opportunities to make some plays in a running game.
Okay, so if we just take that answer at face value, and I don't know that we can, but if we take that answer literally, if we read the transcript, D'Amico's putting this on the offensive line and the coaching staff
He
right
feels
now.
Fine about Dameon.
Yes.
And he was out there with the ones yesterday, at least a couple times we saw him out there with the ones. That's where I get worried. I get really nervous that maybe D'Amico and Caserio have a blind spot for Dameon Pierce. I also think maybe they're wondering... And I would understand this part of it. Look, with John Mechie, they were kind of waiting for it to click with John Mechie, and it looks like it clicked for John Mechie. John Metchie made a brilliant catch in the end zone yesterday.
Yes.
Where it was the ball caromed off of C.J. Henderson's forearm. And Metchie, you couldn't... was dropping everything really in camp, played it off the carom. So,
like on a deep ball for a touchdown.
I think the difference there is that Metchie had shown that, man, he looked physically different. He was running faster. He looked crisper. He just wasn't working out in actual scrimmage and game situations. With Damian, I think, yeah, he looked quicker than he did a couple years ago, but he just, you can't judge the power and all of that. In practice, training camp lies. Training camp practices lie about that.
Yeah.
And so when D'Amico says, you know, that he hasn't had these opportunities in the game and that the blocking's been bad, it is true. Like, two things can be true. Both the blocking by the starting offensive line wasn't good, but also Damian didn't run well or make the most of it. And I'll go back to last week where it wasn't the starting offensive line that was the issue in the run game when the starters were out there because they had a couple backups. But Damian also just didn't take nothing and turn it into something. So that's I worry that maybe they have a little too much faith in him because this is exactly what happened at the beginning of last season. They continued to have faith in Damian Pierce until he got injured, and then they realized, okay, yeah, it's got to be Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
And even then, the blocking was still an issue. Devin Singletary wasn't, like, I was talking to Clint about this yesterday. His yards per carry and everything were good, whatever. They couldn't run the ball when they needed to run the ball.
Exactly.
And that's where it shows up in the red zone.
Yeah, red zone, and then when you're up by 10 points in the fourth quarter, you know, yeah. Four-minute offense, they call it. You know, they weren't able to do that. That's why, you know, that's why at the end of a lot of these games, like, it's on CJ to complete passes to keep the clock moving and kind of run things down. So, are you buying D'Amico's answer there?
I think he's trying to protect. I'm hoping he's trying to protect Damian.
If nothing else, protect his trade
and
value.
Also, right, protect his trade value. Also, you know, try to bolster his confidence as much as possible and maybe see if something clicks for him in this last preseason game. But I'll be disappointed if Damian doesn't play in this game. I also, you know, I don't want to see Joe Mixon because Joe Mixon is a known quantity unless he goes Jose Abreu on all this. But the problem with the starting offensive line right now is that the blocking was really sloppy in that game on those four runs. It didn't look good. And I need them to get some cohesion.
Yeah.
They've got two young guys starting at center and left guard that I feel need as much work as possible, and I'd like them to get it with the rest of the offensive line, but I'd also like to see some of these other running backs run behind the first offensive line. Because every time I talk about this, what I run into is like, no, the blocking's fine. Look, the other running backs have done well. They haven't been running behind the starting offensive line in the games, you know?
Right.
So it's just, it's limited sample size, et cetera, et cetera. These teams use these combined practices, the joint practices that the Texans are having today. They're starting to treat these like their final preseason game. And in the run game, I just don't think you can tell as much as you need to tell.
Yeah.
You don't see the... It's too easy to delude yourself into thinking you would have made a block or, well, I could have cut block a guy there or something like that. And sometimes it masks some of the problems.
Yeah, it's strange because I'm with you on the concern about the run game. Like, I haven't seen anything in training camp that makes me think it's going to be different this year running the football than last year.
Well, I guess the one thing I've seen is that when Joe Mixon is out there at running back, it does look a lot better. You know?
And what I was going to say only because we haven't seen a ton of Mixon yet.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like yesterday was the first day we saw him consistently running with the ones.
And it looks different.
And it does look different, but it's one day. You know what I mean?
Even though I just said you can't tell that much about it, it's just... It suffice it to say, it looks different with Mixon out there. He's a different human being than the rest of those running backs. It also, as it has since he came back to practice, it looks a lot different with Laremy Tunsil out there.
Yes.
You know, and that's where, even though Laremy's not a great run blocker, just having him in there as a guy who's in the system and is a very good, he's not like a chump as a run blocker.
That's
or anything.
What I was going to say. Yeah, he's not bad.
Right. He's just not as good as he is a pass blocker. Yeah. It's not his calling card by a long shot. But it does look a lot better in a lot of ways in terms of the offensive line working together and all of that. And him being out there, being able to kind of correct guys, you know, in real time, that stuff matters. So I'm not overly alarmed about the run game. I'm kind of getting nervous that they're going to waste a roster spot and an actual snaps in a real football game in the regular season with Damian
Pierce.
Yeah.
And I guess like my overall concern, like I'm still concerned about the run game. Like it hasn't changed drastically other than the few times Mixon's been in there. And yet I still feel like this offense is going to be fireworks.
Yeah.
I still think they're going to score a lot of points. But you're right. Like it's the situational concern.
Right.
I think they're going to score a ton of touchdowns from the 20 out, like explosive plays, or at least get down deep enough into the red zone that even a bad red zone team can score. It's when they get into in between like the 15 and the 25 yard line. You're like, all right, starting to get a little tight quarters down here. This is where good teams line up and just bust the mouth of the opponent.
Without getting overly technical about this, I'd just say I was trying to make an excuse for Damian on one of the plays in the game, that run out of that shotgun run down in the red zone.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it was a murkier picture because Kenyon Green didn't kick out the defensive end really well. So I wanted to say, okay, I can see why Damian Pierce tried to bounce this outside. But between two of my former offensive line teammates, between Clint Sterner yesterday, several learned people on Twitter that I like, no, they're all saying like, no, he should, like old Damian would have hit that hole. It was a tiny hole, but he would have hit it and he would have at least gotten positive yardage out of it. Damian can't be bouncing that outside because that's not who he is. He lost all this weight to be a quicker, crisper dude. But now he's lost all of his ability to blast through things, but he's still not Cam Akers when it comes to bouncing things outside.
Yeah.
And it's like that play could have been blocked better, but 2022 Damian Pierce would have gotten at least 3 yards out of it and possibly broken it because it was Kenyon Green wasn't atrocious on the play. It just wasn't supremely blocked well. And there was a lane if Damian had broken through to maybe get a touchdown, and it ends up being a tackle for no gain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The biggest thing when you and I are doing Texans Countdown on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, you can hear it here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I'll be on the pregame show. Unless we get clarity on this before Saturday, to me, the biggest thing I'll be waiting for is Damian Pierce in uniform today?
Yeah.
Is he playing? If he's not playing in that game, then that is a blind spot right now.
Unless it's because they just are trying to trade him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they don't want him to get hurt. Yeah.
Well, they don't want him to put another performance out there. Well, you got it. If D'Amico, look, he's at 7 carries now. And, like, if they're selling it as he needs more opportunities and it just hasn't worked out because of the blocking,
then,
just go ahead and shut it down. If you made your decision on him, like, don't put him out there again if you're trying to trade him.
Yeah, let me frame it differently. If he's not in uniform, if he's out there and he's being treated like the guys who aren't playing in this game, it will definitely be the most newsworthy thing.
Right.
Because then there's speculation. It's a great point on the trade. Like, if you're thinking, or if you have some teams on the other end of the fishing pole right there that are biting it, maybe wanting to get Damian Pierce on the cheap. Yeah. We're not sitting here saying they're going to get a 3rd round pick for him or something like that. Like, I think at this point, it's going to be one. If they trade him, it's one of those Damian and a sixth for a fifth kind of thing.
He needs to go to Buffalo. He needs to go to a place where they've got some good fattening food. He needs to bulk back up to whatever weight he was his rookie year.
Yeah.
I thought on this and thought on this.
Buffalo's got good fattening food, huh?
Have you ever heard of chicken wings, Sean?
Yeah, no, that's one chicken. You can get chicken wings.
Have you ever
wings
been to Buffalo?
I haven't, actually.
You ever been to a Walmart in Buffalo? Yeah, they got plenty of fattening food up there. You
as opposed to the Walmarts where everybody's shredded in other parts of the country?
I notice it more when I'm back home. when I'm going, it's a little bit different.
Yeah. No, chicken wings would get him. Would get him there, I think, for sure. So yeah, that'll be that's again, like Damian Pierce has been the big story in any of these games going into it. What are they going to do with him? So a lot of people weighing in on the text page. We'll read some of your texts as we roll on this morning. We've got headlines to get to. The Astros lose yesterday, but the Mariners are so bad it doesn't even matter that the Astros are losing. We've got a little bit of Texans news in advance of practice today with the Rams. Little bit of news around the NFL. We've got a quarterback named a starter. We've got another quarterback with an owie in his arm, a very familiar quarterback. We'll get to all of that in headlines coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.